morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, March 7th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be, and feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chatango.com. This morning's White House daily briefing, I think, should be interesting. As things continue to heat up in the Trump administration, the contentious antagonistic divisive seems to continue to snowball. And that's provocative and disturbing at the same time. Yesterday's executive order I mentioned before we went off the air, the new travel ban executive order goes beyond the order issued January 27th. That was executive order 13769 and included the seven countries that weren't a Muslim ban, because if it was a Muslim ban, it would have included probably Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and United Arab Emirates, which it did not. Saudi Arabia in particular. If we're really trying to ban terrorists, we should be perhaps banning them from Saudi Arabia in particular, because after all, wasn't it 15 of 19 alleged hijackers that were from Saudi Arabia received their visas from the CIA visas for terrorist program in the Jeddah consulate, if you listen to Michael Springman anyway. So those countries are still not on the list. The countries listed are Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. Six countries minus Iraq this time. And still not likely to result in anything meaningful. So the White House press briefing should be interesting. This morning, that'll believe that airs half an hour after we go off the air, which is, well, not much we can do about that. But it should be interesting. I would encourage you to maybe take a look at that as it unfolds. So tensions continue to rise in what I call the glasnost effect here in America, as the forces that divide us continue to be fomented. The word Balkanization, as I always say, was created for a reason. We have so many forces that are pitting Americans against Americans. You have this political rhetoric that is an interesting divide, because while the rhetoric and the surface dogma divides us, beneath the surface, at perhaps, as some would call it, the deep state level, there is a continuity of operations. There is no separation. There might be nuanced differences, but no significant differences in policy. So the rhetoric divides us, but the true operations at an administrative fourth branch and deep state level are maintain tight continuity. So that's interesting, isn't it? I think that's a provocative irony. Then you have all of the other rhetoric, the rhetoric that pits men against women and black against white and rich against poor, young against old. All of this rhetoric, very divisive in nature. A number of programs that operate in what is known as a beggar thy neighbor fashion, seeking some benefit for some disenfranchised minority at the expense typically of the majority. And that does two things. It otherizes people in both groups. I should say that does at least two things. It otherizes people in both groups. In other words, both it psychologically it creates that division, the otherizing of the other group, if you will. An example might be affirmative action. At some level, if you encounter that social program, whichever side of the issue you're on, in other words, whether you benefit from it or you experience it from the other side of the issue, you experience it to your detriment perhaps, then regardless of which side of the issue you're on, it polarizes people. There's an otherizing, so to speak. And it also typically causes some hostility in the larger group and animosity toward the smaller group because the benefits are sought at the expense of the larger group. Obamacare is a good example. If you listen to Jonathan Gruber's remarks about the Affordable Care Act, essentially that's what he was saying in certain instances when he was caught being candid on camera. Essentially he was saying it's going to benefit some smaller groups, minority groups, if you will, minority as in not in the majority, but to the detriment or to the expense of the larger group in America. And that has happened. And that creates animosity. So it does those two things. It creates that polarizing or that otherizing of people. And it creates animosity. And that is, I would say, in part where this entitlement mentality comes from. It's not the source in its entirety, but that's one aspect of where that mentality comes from. So we have a number of forces, confluence of deleterious forces being fomented to divide the American people. And we need to get wise to that. A number of those forces are in the White House. I want to give you a couple of news stories I was reading yesterday. Investigative journalist pieces, if you will. But some of Donald Trump's tweets, he's been on a roll over the last several hours in particular. Pretty interesting. Just in the last 24 hours, nearly a dozen tweets, and so going back from the first to now, President Trump congratulates Exxon Mobil for job creating investment program. I'm not sure that it's kind of an oxymoron. Exxon Mobil job creating program, and that was a tweet of the White House press release actually yesterday. President Trump congratulates ExxonMobil job creation investment. program. And so according to the story, President Donald J. Trump yesterday congratulated ExxonMobil Corporation on its ambitious $20 billion investment program. It's creating more than 45,000 construction and manufacturing jobs in the United States Gulf Coast region. President Trump made a promise to bring back jobs to America, spirit of optimism. Sweeping this, the country is already boosting job growth, and it's only beginning. This is exactly the kind of investment, economic development, job creation that will help put Americans back to work, the president said. Many of the products that will be manufactured here in the United States by American workers will be exported to other countries, improving our balance of trade. This is a true American success story. In addition, the jobs created are paying, on average, $100,000 per year. Aaron Woods, chairman and chief executive officer of ExxonMobil, announced the company's investment program during a keynote speech yesterday to an oil and gas industry conference in Houston, Texas. Investments of this scale require a pro-growth approach and a stable regulatory environment, and we appreciate the president's commitment to both, said Woods. The energy industry has proven it can operate safely and responsibly. Private sector investment is enhanced by this administration's support for smart regulations that support growth while protecting the environment. And it sounds good, jumping ahead, ExxonMobil's projects, once completed and operating at mature levels, are expected to have far-reaching and long-lasting benefits. Projects planned or underway are expected to create more than 35,000 construction jobs and more than 12,000 full-time jobs. These are full-time manufacturing jobs, but are mostly high-skilled and high-paying and have annual salaries ranging from $75,000 to $125,000. These jobs will have a multiplier effect, creating many more jobs in the community that service these new investments. And that certainly sounds encouraging, but obviously there's more to the story. We'll come back to that. So at the same time, there was essentially a reiteration of that. President Trump reiterated that sentiment by tweeting 45,000 construction and manufacturing jobs in the U.S. Gulf Coast region, $20 billion investment. We are already winning again, America. it's interesting, the base level of the rhetoric. Honestly, it makes me think, what if Hitler had Twitter? That's the first thing that comes to my mind. There are psyops and counter-psyops. There's propaganda and counter-propaganda. Is there a battle at the deep state level? Well, we'll talk about that in a second. Speaking of the articles that I was reading yesterday, but the next tweet, there's incredible spirit of optimism sweeping the country right now. We're bringing jobs back, with a little excerpt, some words from President Trump himself. I want to give you those perhaps in a minute here. And then late last night, Buy American and Hire American are the principles at the core of my agenda, which is jobs, jobs, jobs. Thank you, ExxonMobil. Obviously, just continuing to drive the point home on the ExxonMobil deal, and then a retweeting essentially of the same information that I mentioned before, the stats on the ExxonMobil job. But to give you an idea again of the rhetoric, here is here's the little clip from the tweet late last night, the incredible spirit of optimism sweeping the country right now. Go ahead, please.
I'm very pleased to announce that the great company, ExxonMobil, is going to be investing $20 billion in the Gulf Coast and the Gulf Coast region. It'll be 45,000 jobs, and they're great jobs, $100,000 average. And this is something that was done to a large extent because of our policies and the policies of this new administration having to do with regulation and so many other things. So I said we're bringing back jobs. This is one big example of it. But whether it's the pipelines or so many other things, including the fact that car companies are moving back to Michigan, Ohio, soon to be Pennsylvania, and lots of other places, we're really doing well. So I just want to congratulate everybody, and I want to thank very much ExxonMobil, special company, special people. Thank you.
Special indeed. That's a soundbite that is fraught with controversy, I would say, but I digress. So, more on the tweets, the tweet storm, the Twitter storm by President Trump. Then after that, 122 vicious prisoners released by the Obama administration from Gitmo have returned to the battlefield. Just another terrible decision. That's an interesting soundbite, because many of those vicious prisoners were nobodies before they were rounded up and interned at Gitmo without charge for over a decade. You know, that'll galvanize some people, and especially when you, I mean, when you look at what's going on, for example, in Yemen, that a number of the Gitmo detainees when you look at the fact that a number of them were Yemeni, the United States has held a total of 115 Yemeni citizens at Guantanamo Bay, and that's just one site, 42 of whom have since been transferred out of the facility. Only Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia had a greater number of their citizens held at Guantanamo Bay. But when you look at that, 115 people, most of them without charge, and the drone strike campaigns that are being conducted, the secret raids that JSOC is carrying out in Yemen, the raids that we've heard about.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855, the number 2, keep it today.
Back. So hopefully that makes sense. You know, with the number of folks, Yemeni detainees, the number detained without charge, most of them without charge, and for years, more than a decade in many cases, that would have a tendency to stir people up. So, I mean, you think about it, arbitrary internment without due process of law is a vile and despicable practice. We've talked about this many times on this broadcast, on this network. This will have a tendency to create conflict, to galvanize anti-American sentiment, to create enemies. Again, going right back to Jonathan Quitney's book, 1984, Endless Enemies. Gary Webb was right when he spoke on C-SPAN's Washington Journal back in 1998, referencing Jonathan Quitney's book with regard to Al-Qaeda and Usama bin Laden, as the Washington Journal host called him. And Gary Webb mentioned Quitney's book, Endless Enemies, and everyone should have a copy. We should all have a first edition, because I think it was the Rockefeller family that was implicated. There was a high-profile family implicated in the first edition, and it was the implications were scrubbed from subsequent editions. So the first edition is the one that you should get if you're going to get Quitney's book. And that's something you can find on the Amazon book description. One of the reviews mentions that wonderful bit of information. So back to Donald Trump's tweets. Our wonderful new health care bill is now out for review and negotiation. That was earlier this morning. Obamacare is a complete and total disaster. It's imploding fast. The press is all abuzz with that this morning, the mainstream press, and actually last night. For 8 years, next tweet in Trump's Twitter storm in the last 24 hours, for 8 years, Russia ran over President Obama, got stronger and stronger, picked off Crimea, and added missiles. Weak, cites Fox and Friends. That was 3 hours ago. 3 hours ago, also citing Fox and Friends. He tweeted, "Don't worry, get rid of state lines, which will promote competition. We'll be in phase two and three of healthcare rollout." And then he tweeted, "I am working on a new system where there will be competition in the drug industry. Pricing for the American people will come way down." Again, I don't think that's as important as the fact that the prescription drug addiction and overdose epidemic in this country is worse than anything else. The drug industry is insulated in a variety of ways that is very disturbing. I don't think we need more competition in an industry that is plagued by that kind of controversy. The commercials are just crazy. I mean, we've played so many commercials over the years, and now, you know, the commercials used to say, "Ask your doctor if such and such is right for you." Yesterday's wonder drug is tomorrow's class action lawsuit. It's almost cliche. It happens so often. These drugs are not designed to help people. Not really. They're designed to treat symptoms. And the reason that the pharmaceutical industry persists is because the propensity there is to be able to patent something that then can be marketed for a certain number of years, typically until the wonder drug becomes the class action lawsuit, and then they rebrand it, rush it through the FDA, and rinse and repeat. I think that's where the problem lies, not so much in pricing, but I digress.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't.
All right, let's get on track here real quick, shall we? Twitter storm in the last 24 hours. A couple of hours ago, he tweeted, "Don't let the fake news tell you that there's big infighting in the Trump administration. We are getting along great and getting major things done." And that's interesting when he keeps doing that. Anyway, it's very interesting to watch President Trump use Twitter as a political device, a mechanism to shape public sentiment. Very interesting. Again, it all kind of reminds me, you know, what if Hitler had Twitter? But getting back on track, I want to get to the story that I was reading yesterday. But first, I mentioned yesterday there are some interesting things that you can find on our Public Broadcasting Network website. Number of interesting stories going back to Sunday, perhaps. Some interesting stuff. Just a quick recap. And obviously, not just Sunday, you know, going back not just to Sunday, but beyond. A number of provocative stories. How about this one? The latest Mark Levin delivers devastating proof that Obama spied on Trump campaign. The evidence is overwhelming. Six federal agencies involved. That's an interesting story. Arizona challenges the Fed's money monopoly. That's an interesting story. TVOI, the Voice of Idaho News story, A World Gone Mad, Racing to Ruin, is kind of interesting, but reminds me of kind of what I've been saying, and particularly what I call the glasnost effect. And again, perhaps for those, well, you'll recall glasnost translated to English means publicity, but loosely it means openness and transparency, which obviously we heard throughout the Obama administration. And during the Gorbachevian era of the glasnost policy from 86 to 91, the eventual collapse of the Soviet Union coming in 1991, glasnost policy created widespread criticism of the Soviet government. And members of the Soviet population were more outspoken in their view that the Soviet government had become a failure. Glasnost did indeed provide freedom of expression and change citizens' views toward the government, which played a key role in the demise of the Soviet Union. So states the Wikipedia entry for glasnost. And I have been arguing for some time now, years, that this is happening in America, and somewhat unbeknownst to the American public, which is frightening and bizarre all at the same time. We need to get a hold of this. And, you know, speaking of the video, I suppose we can play, maybe we'll play that. Going back a step, to the story about Mark Levin delivering devastating proof that Obama spied on the Trump campaign. Maybe we'll play that video here in a second, but that's just one more example of rhetoric that has deleterious effect on public sentiment regarding our government and our leadership. And I know if you listen to this network, you probably feel like I feel, which is these are not my people, so to speak. This is not my government. The constitutional republic that was founded by the founding fathers is a marked departure from the administrative monolith that now rules the United States corporate monolith. And of course, the technocratic regime that is seeking to usurp the administrative fourth branch is even more diabolical and insidious than the administrative fourth branch that consolidates powers and functions to itself in contravention to the separation of powers doctrine. But just to make the point, obviously, this is the impetus behind glasnost. And it's interesting, some folks, you know, if we follow any of the Russia rhetoric, just briefly, if we think about, if we reflect on Russia's invasion of Afghanistan back in the Carter era, you will recall that as Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, mentioned that when he heard that the Russians had finally invaded Afghanistan, because remember, through Operation the CIA's Operation Cyclone, we created the Mujahideen to fight to help fight the Soviets in their invasion of Afghanistan. We still play that clip every once in a while. There's a Zbigniew Brzezinski standing on the Afghan-Pakistan border, Khyber Pass, talking to the Mujahideen, calling them the narrator of the clip calls them the soldiers of God, which is always the case. Remember Reagan's Nicaraguan Contras, the freedom fighters? It's always that. We always hear they're freedom fighters. Somehow, mysteriously, yesterday's friend is tomorrow's enemy, hence the term frenemy. And it's a rinse and repeat model. But CIA's Operation Cyclone created the Mujahideen. Brzezinski on the Khyber Pass talking to the Mujahideen, saying your cause will be successful. God is on your side. You're going to get your homes and your mosques back. Never mind that these were the Wahhabist, Salafist, radical fringe element from which the CIA drew, essentially exclusively, that now gives us all of these outcroppings of radical fringe lunatics as well, who cannot be reasoned with, by the way. But I digress, and that doesn't represent mainstream Islam. Anyway, you will recall that at the same time as Zbigniew Brzezinski was doing that as Carter's national security advisor, when he learned that Russia had finally invaded Afghanistan, because as he said, we didn't force the Soviets into Afghanistan, but we created the situation that made it virtually impossible for them not to. And are we doing that again today with all of the pushing and shoving? I mean, we have troops stationed in Poland, essentially on the southern border of Russia, and there are so many other efforts the United States military-industrial complex is engaged in that goad countries like Russia. Look at the goading that's going on in Syria. Can you imagine if that was happening, what the dynamics that are happening there, and the invasion by larger forces, the bombing campaigns? Imagine if that was being conducted here in America, because, you know, people were looking for terrorists, trying to root out terrorist groups. But Brzezinski, when he learned that Russia had invaded, he called Carter and said, congratulations, we've given Russia their Vietnam War. Well, with Glasnost in mind, if there's any Russian influence, could it possibly be that Russia is giving America her Glasnost? Beware of the Glasnost effect, comrades. So back to the story about Mark Levin delivering devastating proof that Obama spied on Trump campaign. That's a story, obviously, that's rippling through the news. So here is that video, Fox News, Mark Levin discussing the wiretapping claims. Go ahead, please.
Great one, Mark Levin, from his hidden bunker. Mark, thank you very much for joining us this morning. On your Thursday evening radio broadcast, you laid out a devastating case about executive overreach of the Obama administration, which many believe metamorphosized itself to tweets that President Trump sent out on Saturday morning accusing potential wiretapping in Trump Tower. We want to give you a case here this morning to lay out what you know about it, and the evidence you have for the potential executive overreach of the Obama administration.
Well, pleasure to be here. The evidence is overwhelming. This is not about President Trump's tweeting. This is about the Obama administration's spying. And the question isn't whether it's spied. We know they went to the FISA court twice. The question is, who did they spy on? The extent of the spying. That is, the Trump campaign, the Trump transition, Trump surrogates. And I want to walk you through this, the American people. Exhibit one. This is all public. Head Street, two separate sources with links to the counterintelligence community have confirmed that the FBI sought and was granted a Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court. This is spying. In October, giving counterintelligence permission to examine the activity of, quote, U.S. persons in Donald Trump's campaign with ties to Russia. Let me go on. This isn't me. They say the first FISA request, sources say, named Trump was denied back in June, denied by the court.
Mm-hmm.
But the second was drawn more narrowly and was granted in October after evidence was presented of a server possibly related to the Trump campaign and its alleged links to two banks. Now, sources suggest that a FISA warrant was granted to look at the full content of emails and other related documents that may concern U.S. persons. Now, I know people are hung up with Trump's word wiretapping. Well, how'd they get access to this server information? Does it really matter if it was wiretapping, electronic surveillance, or whatever it was? Exhibit 2, The Guardian, a well-known right-wing British paper. Here it is. Quote, The Guardian has learned the FBI applied for a warrant from the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court over the summer in order to monitor four members of the Trump team suspected of irregular contacts with Russian officials. Keep in mind, this is during a presidential election. The sitting president, the incumbent party, is now investigating the presidential candidate of the Republican Party and his campaign to some extent. The FISA court turned down the application asking FBI counterintelligence investigators to narrow its focus. According to one report, the FBI was finally granted a warrant in October. Exhibit 3, McClatchy, another well-known right-wing newspaper. Here they have the agency's headline, FBI, five other Obama administration agencies probe possible covert Kremlin aid to Trump. The FBI and five other law enforcement intelligence agencies have collaborated for months in an investigation into Russian attempts to influence the November election, including whether money from Kremlin covertly aided presidential-elect Donald Trump. Two people familiar with the matter said the agencies involved in the inquiry are the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the Justice Department, the Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, and representatives of the Director of the National Intelligence. Are you telling me Barack Obama didn't know it was
Mark,
going on in six agencies?
As you
hold
go
on, hold on,
how are
hold
you
on.
Okay, keep going.
I'm not done. I need to make the case because the media seems to be confused about their own reporting. New York Times, another well-known liberal outlet, intercepted Russian communications part of inquiry into Trump associates January 19. The FBI is leading the investigations aided by the NSA, the CIA, Treasury Department's Financial Crimes Unit. The investigators have accelerated their efforts in recent weeks, but have found no conclusive evidence of wrongdoing. Listen to this. One official said intelligence reports based on some of the wiretap communications have been provided to the White House. This is the New York Times,
another
my exhibit
outlet.
Four.
Another right-wing outlet,
Let's continue. New York Times again. NSA gets more latitude to share intercepted communications. In the final days of the Obama administration, the administration has expanded the power of the NSA to share globally intercepted personal communications with the government's 16 other intelligence agencies before applying privacy protections. Now, why would they do this on the way out the door? Well, March 1, Exhibit 6, Obama administration rushed to preserve intelligence of Russian election hacking. In the Obama administration's last days, listen to this, some White House officials scrambled to spread information about Russian efforts to undermine the presidential election and about possible contacts between associates of President-elect Trump and Russians across the government. I'm not done. Exhibit 7, New York Times. Flynn is said to have talked to Russians about sanctions. Trump took office. Well, where'd they get this information? Well, Mark, you know, the FISA court, they're always monitoring the Russian ambassador. And so how do we know that? Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But there's an awful lot of other activity.
Sure.
Here we have Washington Post. One more. Washington Post, March 2nd. U.S. investigators have examined contacts Attorney General Sessions had with Russian officials during the time he was advising Donald Trump's campaign. The focus of the U.S. counterintelligence investigation has been on communication between Trump campaign officials and Russia. Listen to this. The inquiry involving Sessions is examining his contacts while serving as Trump's foreign policy advisor in the spring and summer of 2016. This has been going on for a year.
Well, Mark,
now,
as you do on your radio program, you lay out a devastating case based on public documents, as you point out, and not right-wing sources, but mainstream left-stream sources. How confident are you that this investigation, which was on Russian, so-called Russian hacking, but now the White House says this morning will be broadened to looking into executive overreach, how confident are you they will find something there?
I don't know, but they already found something. The issue isn't whether the Obama administration spied on the Trump campaign or transition or certain of its surrogates. The issue is the...
Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back.
You know, first of all, let us give you the end of that clip again. This is Mark Levin talking about proof of Obamagate, essentially. Go ahead, please.
For the second time, they were so aggressive. They waited 4 or 5 months. They go back in October, weeks before the general election. They narrow their request. All of a sudden, we have leaks coming out on Flynn. Then we have a horrible meeting that took place between Sessions and so forth. And I'm telling you, as a former chief of staff to an attorney general of the United States in the Reagan administration, these are police state tactics. Now, what did Barack Obama know? He knew everything I just read you apart from one or two articles. You know how I know? It's in the newspapers. It's right there. So Barack Obama not only knew this, but he gets a daily intelligence briefing. And let me tell you something about daily intelligence briefings. If your attorney general and your FBI is going to the FISA court to get a warrant to investigate aspects of an opposition party in the middle of a general election campaign, how much you want to bet the President of the United States knew that?
I don't want to
read
bet
his opinion.
Mark, we were about to hit a hard break. Is there any way you could stick around for one more minute and ask you one more question on this?
That's fine.
You got it. All right, more with Mark Levin on Fox and Friends right around the corner.
So there you go. That was the evidence presented by Mark Levin on the Obamagate scandal. And will this scandal grow legs? And it's also interesting, I was going to say, the similarities to kind of the nuances surrounding this story, you know, the DNC break-in, if you will, the spying, it's beginning to kind of shape up very similarly in kind of a modern age to Watergate, Nixon's Watergate. And again, when these kinds of things happen, I always think of Mike Rogers' words back in 2012, talking about the coincidence. You know, he said, regarding Benghazi, first thing you learn as an FBI agent is there are coincidences, but they're not likely. And there are a lot of coincidences about this event. So that's something that should get people scratching their heads. Stick around. Second hour coming up right after the short break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.